The Curious Couple, episode 25.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm T.
And I'm A.
And we are coming at you from Key West. Still on vacation.
Still on vacation.
Actually, it's our last day. We're flying home today, but we know we need to get a podcast in, so we're going to post this as scheduled, but we figured we'd tell you about our trip.
Yeah, and it's hot as hell out there, so it's kind of nice to sit in the AC.
Yeah, I feel like we've just managed the heat and sweat the whole time we've
been here. Yeah, which is funny because I feel like it's really hot and humid where we live in Oklahoma, but this is different. Wasn't expecting it. Yeah, it's just
it's like there's a no air level of humidity.
Yeah, it's like you're in a sauna because there's no airflow.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's been fun. I'm not complaining. We are in a house with four couples, so there's eight of us, and we've got our own little private pool and the beach like 10 steps from our back door. It's beautiful.
Yeah, on our own island.
On our own little island.
And it's been kind of cool to be in this environment, which is much different. It seems like a very open, liberal environment where people can be naked and topless and bars and clubs. And it's a little different.
Yeah.
So we figured we'd tell you some of the highlights of this trip and get into maybe a couple of emails that have been sent to us. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with... Let's start with the bar scene.
Okay.
So they're, the friends that we're here with have been here a few times, and they've told us that it's this wild, crazy, fun, you get your body painted at these bars and be topless, and I don't think if they ever mentioned people being stark naked.
Yeah.
I just thought, okay, boobs will be shown.
Yeah.
Not creepy naked dudes just chilling.
They weren't creepy.
The one guy.
Okay, well, but he was drunk. Was he even naked?
Oh, you're talking about the one that was trying to creep on us?
Yeah.
I wasn't even talking about that creeper.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway. So we go to this bar, and on the rooftop, which apparently it's only the rooftop area.
Yeah, like
what was the name of it?
Three levels.
Garden of Eden?
Yeah, the Bull was the name of the bar.
Yeah. And we
well, it's funny because they were talking about it like this is the place that we want to end up, right? And so you and I walk in first to use the bathroom, and we're on the first level, and we're like, it's just a bar. I mean, there's a drag queen over in the corner. That's kind of cool. But I don't see what's so fun about this place.
Yeah.
And then we walk up to the third floor, and there's naked people.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't like everyone was naked. It was there was just a few naked people. And
yeah. Well, you can tell. And I don't know if there's more because we didn't even really go to any other bars, but... Mm-mm. I think that maybe, I mean, we know because we went twice that there's a lot of the same people. So I think that's probably like their thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to go get naked in front of people.
Yeah, so there's some people that just are topless and some, I saw a couple couples with the man stark naked, the woman in her underwear and shaking
dancing,
it on the dance floor.
Yeah. And then they have a guy that's like a artist that body paints women. We'll have to post a picture.
Yeah.
Of us, all the girls, there's four of us got painted last night and did a really good job. It was pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we can even make that our cover picture
for
this podcast on the website.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what's funny, and it was like another reality, just what looked like, actually there was a person there that reminded us of a friend of ours and completely stark naked by himself, shaking it on the dance floor.
Shaking it like it was going out of style.
He was getting it. And didn't have a lot of dance moves, but he was confident in them.
Yeah.
But
I think that's great, though. You know, that gives them... I mean, that's probably his thing. Like, he's probably a... IT guy somewhere has this like serious life. And then on the weekends, he goes and gets naked on the rooftop bar and shakes his ass.
I would have never thought to do that ever until seeing some, how do you figure that? I guess you go to a bar like this and then we break up and I go do that on my own. I guess that's how you get into it.
Probably so.
Yeah, so you could tell just certain people like to get naked. And
yeah,
this
I mean,
was the,
I think
this
that
the
they
place
have
to
like
do it.
Clothing optional resorts and things. And
well, from what I've read, they're not so much on the beach here. They're in bars mm-hmm. and clubs. Well,
I just meant in general. Yeah. Like, that's why there are those places, because there's people that just want to be naked.
Yeah. Cool.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them. I'm a people watcher, so I support that.
True.
It was
true.
Good. It was good people watching. It was a fun time.
Speaking of people watching, mm-hmm. why don't we tell them about the drag show we went to?
This is my favorite part.
Oh, my God.
So we have a group of very open-minded friends, and you know, it's not a surprise that we would all want to go to a drag show. I was leading the charge. I've always wanted to see one. And so we kind of arranged this really without asking for T's input, because I knew that wasn't something that he would choose to do. But
I wasn't
against it. No, you weren't against it, but it's not on your list of things that you would.
I thought when in Rome.
When in Rome, yeah. This would be and I really wanted to go. I could tell you were being a trooper. Yeah. So our friends, of course, call and make reservations for the front row table. And we put the girls on the front, you know, and because they're telling us when we got there that they're going to be walking, you know, right in front of us. So we need to watch our feet placement. Yeah. And they're expecting tips. So, okay, we're going to get close and personal with these guys. We'll put the girls in the front. So we're sitting in the front and the line of guys are sitting behind us. And I think their mission for the night is to come out and identify the most uncomfortable, very obviously straight man in the crowd and pick on him. And it was T.
I was the source of entertainment.
I was loving it. My face was sore by the end of the night from laughing so hard. The hostess, do we remember her name?
Was it Victoria?
I don't remember. But anyway, the hostess for the night, she was great and very entertaining. Almost like a little comedy show, you mm-hmm. know, tied into it. And she was loving her some tea. She would come over and ask for me to stand up. Like she was going to hug me or do something, you know, oh, come here, sweet girl. And then just push me out of the way and move my chair.
I think she can say, get out of here, bitch.
Oh, yeah. She was like, out of my way, bitch. And was all over tea. He was wearing a Pearl Snap shirt, which was mistake number one.
Right. I thought being in the second row was a good choice, but that didn't seem to matter.
Oh, no, that did not stop her. She was all over him. It was hilarious. And
yeah, the Pearl Snaps wasn't a good move.
Yeah.
Those were ripped off.
I was going to say we got brought up on stage, but we may need to tell another story to tell that story. Yeah.
Well, was there anything more about the drag show? So at one point, yeah, so it kept escalating. At first, it was just comments about me, about me.
Yeah.
Everything. The references kept coming back to
me. Yeah, it was all about him. It was great.
And then, you know, another person would come out. And then when the host would come back out, then she was literally
lap. At one point, and I think you were looking at your phone or pictures or something, and it was... She was making announcements and she was like, no matter if you're straight or gay or bi or trans or sitting in the front row in a red plaid shirt, which was you.
Right.
She's making all kinds of comments. It was awesome. And when they were singing, because I didn't really know what to expect from a drag show. I've never been to one, but they're lip singing and, you know, putting on this show to different songs. And every time she'd make a reference to her man, it was pointing and winking at T. It was amazing.
Yeah, there's pictures from this night that there's serious
no
black
one will
man
ever
material.
See, but I enjoy having them in my possession.
So it was it made my probably trip. My first and my last drag show experience.
Yeah, unfortunately, but that's okay. I've got good pictures and memories to last a lifetime.
Yes, you do. So towards the end of the night, the two of us got dragged up on stage, and what we were just talking about a friend of ours here, you know, being from Oklahoma, we mentioned that they thought they were mm-hmm. probably dragging the two most innocent people up on stage. And little did they know. We've got this other little thing that we do, this podcast and lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then, by the end of the night, our guys are in their underwear, on the dance floor at this Garden of Eden, and I made a comment because they were acting crazy, and one of our friends had underwear on that said, what did it say?
Trophy boy.
Trophy boy. And I said, if those drag queens only knew.
Oh, God.
They thought they were picking on
these. They might have showed up at the,
yeah,
that bar.
They may have, but it was just funny because I'm sure they thought, oh, these sweet little innocent people from Oklahoma.
Right.
We're not all that innocent.
Not so much.
We're more than we appear.
So, as to why we were brought up on stage, we had a snorkeling trip the day before with our friends. It was a sunset snorkel champagne cruise, and we got engaged on that cruise, and
yay!
That was...
You're making me, I'm already crying.
So, part of the show was they were asking if there were any birthdays or whatever, and... Our friends all yelled out that we got engaged, so we got pulled up on stage and made fun of and joked. We're, again, more entertainment for the crowd.
That's
as
awesome.
They kind of picked us apart.
You breezed over that, but it was very sweet. This has been a long time coming, and what's funny is a lot of our lifestyle friends and listeners probably are like, what? They're not married? Everybody just kind of assumes that we are. But we're not.
But
we
not.
We will be.
We're not. But I'm pushing for the honeymoon and desire.
Not surprising. It would be weird if we went anywhere else.
See, that's why I love you.
So yay.
Yay. So, well, we've kind of breezed over all of the major activities here. What else have we done?
Yeah, because none of that was big enough.
Well, we just kind of, we didn't get into the details that I thought we would.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say
the details. I just thought we were going to spend more time talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that people will want to know more about the proposal. I can tell that story.
Well, I guess it does have a little bit of a lifestyle.
It
twist
does a
to
little
it.
Bit. It's kind of funny.
Why don't I share my perspective?
Go ahead.
And then you,
go ahead.
Okay. So, part of my hang up with not really being sure how to do this is, and one of the things I love about A is she is humble, and you know, most girls have an idea of what kind of ring that they would want once they got married,
and especially at my age, I think.
Yeah, you've had plenty of time to have this experience.
Yeah.
But she hasn't, because that really wasn't the most important thing to her. And I talked to her girlfriend and I said, hey, you know, I know all girls go ring shopping. What is she like? And girlfriend said, she's never been ring shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, how do I know what to get her then? And she's like, oh, I'm sure she'll love anything that you get her. So I thought about it. And I don't doubt that. But I also know... I want to get you something you're going to like. I'd hate for me to go through this experience and, you know, not have it be something you love.
Yeah.
So, and that's just maybe my personality. If I'm going to do this, I want to make sure it's something you love. So
well, I never would have told a soul if it wasn't.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and that's part of what I know too.
Right.
So again, I wanted to, so I was kind of hung up on how do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Yet the most important thing to me was having it be a surprise, because I knew I was keeping her on her toes. We were having some discussions that kind of got a little sour, because I realized I was selling the fact that she didn't expect this coming.
Oh, I had no idea.
So this is what I chose to do. So we have this running joke, and it's come up a couple times where, you know, A's talking about getting married or rings, and I say, well, let's just get some of those lifestyle black rings to wear. You know, those will be our wedding rings. And she kind of rolls her eyes at me, or kind of, you know, says something smart-ass in response to my smart-ass comments. And and the other little running joke between the two of us is we go to gyms where people wear these silicone bands for their wedding rings while they work out. And it's kind of like...
I think is so silly, because... Why do you need everybody to know you're married at the gym? Just take your ring off.
Yeah. What, for an hour? You think people are going to throw themselves
right?
at you?
You can't take your ring off for an hour? It's just weird.
So I got a placeholder ring, and that ring was a black silicone ring. And I knew there would be some inside humor But I will, you know, I so that's what I got her, knowing I was going to get her what she wanted. So I got a ring box and I put this black ring in it. And we were on this boat, and A has kind of been joking with me about, well, if
we've been together for 3.5 years, so there's been obviously some
discussion.
Some discussion, and you know, when, especially on my end, I get a lot of, when are you guys going to get married? Why aren't you married? And you know, we have kids too that even ask, why aren't you married? When are you getting married? And so it's definitely been a discussion. And I think I started teasing months ago, we should just get married in Key West, knowing that he wasn't ready and knowing that that wasn't possible. But you know, every time he would ask, well, what do we want to do while we're here? I'd say, well, there's a church. Let's go get married.
Right. So we're on this boat and I was like, you know, what else? We've been snorkeling now, you know, did you want to go get your boobs painted at this place? And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, well, that, you know, that's something we haven't done. And I said, well, is there anything else that, you know, while we're here, what can you think of?
He kept probing, and I was like, what?
And she's like, well, we can get married. And I said, well, how about if we get engaged? Yeah. And she kind of shot me a look, and what?
Well, because I was in joke mode, I was like, he's kidding.
Yeah. And I had the box in my hand, and I showed her the box. I said, no, what if we get engaged right now? And she started up with, are you serious? And then I'm thinking to myself, if she sees this black ring, she's going to think it's a joke.
It's a joke.
So I never opened the box. I just
Which
said,
I know you would never joke like that, but in no, the moment it was like,
that would be
what?
Too cruel.
Yeah. I mean, it truly, I could not have been more surprised.
Yeah. So I said, no, she just kept saying, are you serious? And so I said, I'm very serious. And I pulled out the box and I said, you know, and I think in that moment I explained to you, I said,
I'm crying again.
I want you to have what you'd like, but in the meantime, if you'll wear this. And
it's so fun. One of our friends got a video of it. I've probably watched it 10 times and cried every time. It's the sweetest thing.
So I got down on one knee just so she knew I was serious, and the rest is history.
So sweet. And our closest friends were there, and it was pretty sweet. We've had lots of love all weekend. I feel
lots
very
of social media
very
love.
Loved, very special. It's been a good time.
It's been a fun trip.
So yeah, the drag show was the highlight of the weekend.
Only because you got to see me in a vulnerable state.
Oh, but so that was part of the joke. So you know, she's been harassing T the whole show, and so at the end they're like, "Did we have anything to celebrate?" And our friends, of course, are like, "They just got engaged." Oh, she had a heyday with that. So she pulls us up on stage, and there's more harassment to T, and she was like, so let me see the ring. And we knew he was going down at that point. it was on after that.
Yeah. And I you know what, I stayed up on stage through it all.
Yeah.
Until they started groping me.
Oh yeah, yeah, there was fingers and hands going in places,
and then I was like, I'm done.
Like,
I'm out. One came out of nowhere and stuck their hand somewhere, I was off stage quickly.
Well, I think they were kind of testing their their boundaries the whole show, and you were being a good sport.
Yeah,
we enjoyed it.
So that's been our Key West vacation, and I know it hasn't really had much along the lifestyle sex talk, but we do have some emails, and it seems like the listeners want to know A's perspective on some things. So why don't we do a couple emails?
Yeah, you're gonna get my real responses here, because I haven't really read them, so.
Okay, and again, we love the emails, and we love the positive feedback. It's fun. Okay, so we've got some long ones, and we're not totally prepped on them, so I'm just going to read them, and then you can answer when you want to jump in.
Yeah.
I don't know that this one is specifically for you. This one. Okay. Do you ever feel guilt over what difficulties the lifestyle could unfortunately pose for your kids if or when you were revealed publicly? I know you discussed some of these things you and T already had to face, but maybe more in depth emotionally. Think this is where I struggle the most, particularly living in the South in the heart of the Bible Belt. My kids are my world and wouldn't want to cause them any more difficulties than the world already brings these days. Although, if I can handle it correctly, maybe could make them a better, stronger person.
I have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, me too.
I do respect the people. You know, we've talked to several people. I know Holly and Mike are very open, and they've also had some struggles related to their kids because of the lifestyle. But I respect the fact that they're honest and they are teaching their kids to be honest and whoever they are, and not have any guilt or shame around surrounding that. I respect that. I personally don't want them to know ever.
You want them to know? You don't want them to know that you're a labeled swinger.
Right.
But you would want them to know your values and your beliefs on what love is and being open to greater possibilities than what your average relationship is, wouldn't you?
Sure.
So, I'm sorry, I kind of hijacked you. No. Finish your statement, because mine is I'm kind of going down my path. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm the same way with friends, coworkers. I'm just not there. In 20 years, maybe I will be, but I know personally for me that
hold that thought. The prejudice is,
or yeah, and that's why I want this part of my life private, and that may change over the years, but right now I have absolutely no desire to be public in any way, shape, or form, especially to my children.
I appreciate that. I think, you know, when it comes to children, we are who we are, and we are influencing them, whether we're specifically saying what we do or we don't do. We're an example first and foremost. And I want our children to, you know, I guess I want to be the example for my children. I don't want them to be in unhappy relationships. I want them to be in loving environments, and I want them to be, you know, not just what I have, but better than what I have. And I wouldn't necessarily want the prejudice thing that you're talking about. The, hey, your parents are swingers and mm-hmm. they're bad people. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with that. But on another level, I hope we're teaching our children to make love a priority and mm-hmm. self-love, and not be confined to the constraints of what culture and society thinks
so
we should be.
Normal, yeah. I think you can do that without, hey, guys, we have sex with other people.
Yeah. You know? Well, because some people just see it as that.
Yeah. And maybe when they're older, it'll be different. But
well, how about Jackie talking about the first thing she did was come out to her family and tell them, yeah. like, hey, guys, I figured this out, and this is the experience I'm having, and how cool that they can she can do that with her family.
Great. That's great. And, you know, I know that those that are closest to us and know us and love us would love us no matter what. And they probably would accept all of that, but I just don't.
I hope we radiate the positives from what we do, and people appreciate that, and the part about how we go about that and the details that they might get stuck on, they don't worry about, and they yeah. just recognize that we have a healthy, happy, inspiring relationship. You know, that's mm-hmm. and I think that's what our kids will get out of it. Mm-hmm. And then when the time comes that they're figuring out their own path, then we don't say, hey, try being swingers. Mm. But I think our, you know, philosophies just naturally come out in mm. our advice and what we believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, let's move on. Because the next one is, do you feel women don't get enough credit in the lifestyle? Like, everyone assumes you do this for tea. I feel like people don't get that women enjoy all aspects of it also, which is kind of funny based on the other email we got, which is kind of contrary to this.
Mm.
So, your thoughts?
The other email, but I mean, obviously, I'm not just doing this for you. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there are relationships like that. There probably are women like that in the lifestyle that are, I don't know, trying to keep their husband happy or whatever, but I don't think that would last very long if you're being true to yourself. If it's not something that you are comfortable doing, how is that something that would last? I mean, that would eventually
That would crumble eventually.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah. Well, here's my thought, and based on this question. So there's probably the perception, because it seems like the other email talks about mm-hmm. the guy drives drives this ship and the girl's mm-hmm. along for the ride, and she seems to be a sport about it. Yeah. And I think people, even this other email mentions that kind of like what appears that is our scenario. Mm-hmm. I kind of more lead, you more follow, but you're game for
I'm
it.
I'm still.
So why don't you talk about what it is about this lifestyle that you love, or that, you know, everyone assumes you're doing it for me. So what is it that you're doing? What do you do it for?
Oh, that's a loaded question. And maybe it is a little bit different because I don't go into it like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get all my sexual needs met, you know? And maybe there are some women, or like our single unicorn friend, mm-hmm. like she's there to get her off. Yeah. And I don't know that that's necessarily what drives me. What drives me is our experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is fun for me to do with you and come away feeling more connected to you. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, hello, I'm getting all this attention, you know, from men and women, and that's exciting. I mean, and just walking into a club and feeling sexy and desired, and I mean, all those things that you feel when you're a single woman on the dating scene, like that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Except I don't have all the shitty stuff that comes with being a single woman dating. Like I get to have this
the best of both really worlds.
Solid relationship and get to experience all that fun stuff. So yeah. And I would have a hard time thinking of a female that I've met in the lifestyle that I thought she's just here for him. She's not into this. I mean, in fact, probably more of the percentage has been the women enjoy
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you go into like, I'm thinking of the big group, actually on two different occasions, like two big groups of people that we've, you know, the big orgy and mm-hmm. then like the Halloween group, like the women were having more fun than the men.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting theirs.
Oh yeah. They weren't being dragged into anything.
No, they weren't there for their husbands. I'm not even sure if they knew where their husbands were half the time.
Yeah,
it wasn't about them.
That's true. Yeah.
They're having a good time. And I think that at least the women that we're around, I feel like they are really enjoying feeling sexy and mm-hmm. feeling desired.
They're empowered.
Because we're in these club scenes, and I think that, and I'm the same way, I think that a big part of what they enjoy is just that. Just going to this club and being all dolled up and people...
Yeah, and all these men
attracted to them.
You.
Yes,
yeah,
that's a big part of it.
Yeah, and if
it drags out for so damn long, that's why we're up until 5 a.m. because they enjoy that part of it. They yeah. like to dance and feel sexy, and you know, we're talking about women in their 30s and 40s that are housewives, you know, Monday through Friday, and they just want to let their hair down and feel sexy. And what better place to do it than a lifestyle club where you can get naked and have sex with everybody at the end of the night?
Let's go on to the next one. Okay. Mm-hmm. This one is a little for both of you. A, I know you have said you like to have a connection to really enjoy playing. T, that doesn't seem to be a top priority.
You're so shallow.
Is that really true?
No.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. A, does that ever bother you?
I think what they're referring to is, you know, some of the comments that you've made about like physical mm-hmm. attractiveness. But what you don't really know, maybe he doesn't portray well enough, is that it's more than that. Obviously, we've met some very attractive people that there wasn't chemistry, and you can't overcome that with your looks. It's more about a connection than maybe we.
Let me finish what this person said. More than okay. May sound strange, but I think it's more of a turn on if my husband makes some sort of connection.
Yeah, for sure.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
Well, and it's way more fun.
Well,
for
like
me.
the last time we were in Dallas and we were with that couple that we had a great connection with. Like they were people we would hang out with and be friends with. There was really good chemistry. That was the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
And it was because there was a deeper connection to them.
Well, here's something ironic. I was just realizing there's been one scenario that I've played and there was no emotional connection. And the only reason I did it was because you were engaged with a man.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just
trying
to...
taking one for the team.
Yeah. Not really taking one for the team.
But
I was trying to ease your mind. I'm content. And I was just looking for something to do. And that's the only time I've done that.
Yeah.
And it, I feel it was kind of for your sake.
Yeah. Did you feel shallow? Did you feel dirty? Anyway.
Well, I got over it.
Okay.
I did.
All right. Was that it?
Yeah. So we had other emails, but we can dive into those later.
Okay.
We've got stuff to do before we head home, and we wanted to make sure that we still got on air for you guys, because we know...
Still told the stories while my tears were still fresh.
Yeah. It was good. Mm-hmm. So, guys, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Talk to you later.
No.
Okay, fine. Fuck you later.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of The Curious Couple for The Curious Ear with TNA. You can find us at thecuriouscouple.com, email us at thecuriouscpl@gmail.com, and find us at Twitter with the same handle. Be sure to check out sdc.com for your free one-month membership with our promo code 25648. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Catch you next time.